One is a grown man with an encyclopedic knowledge of cinema. The other, a man-child raised by the more questionable corners of the internet. What happens when they each dive into something the other one loves? Find out on
The Man with No Brain.
Alright, Ryan, take the waves.
Alright, hey everybody, welcome to episode number 17 of The Man with No Brain. My name is Ryan Matthew Ziegler, and as always, I am joined by my esteemed colleague, Mr. Joseph Robert Buckley. How you doing, Joe?
Yeah, hey people, I am doing good. You know, I am ready to go, I'm ready to podcast. I got piss in my step, I got piss in my vinegar. I am full of pep, and I'm ready to go.
Joe, how do you feel about vinegar?
Oh, it's disgusting. No, I can't do that.
So you don't like pickles?
Pickles are okay, and I would drink the pickle juice as a child. I would just
So vinegar is great.
No, vinegar sucks. You need to put the pickle ingredients in it to make it drinkable.
The pickle
but
ingredients.
Otherwise, I do not fuck with vinegar.
So you don't like vinegar chips or anything like
nope.
that?
No, I don't. Nope. Don't care for them.
So, you know, you wouldn't drink apple cider vinegar for health benefits or anything?
No, I don't believe I would be doing that.
All right, I'm going to write that down. Things that I want Joe to eat. Someday.
No!
Oh, yeah. We still got to do this fabled tasting
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, we're going to do that one of these days. And so that's now on the list. Apple cider vinegar for Joe.
Uh-huh. Great. And you. You got to try it.
I drink it every day.
Okay.
Yeah, I put 2 tablespoons in a glass of water and chug it before I eat my evening meal.
Oh, okay.
It's good for digestion. It's good for carbohydrate, all this bullshit.
It unclogs your bowels. You good, healthy bowels.
Doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. You know, you get the good stuff with the mother in it. It's got all the goo in it. And you shake it up, you know.
Ugh.
It's got, you know, if you drink too much of it, you shit your pants. But
I think I'd rather just put the leeches on me. Just give me the leeches.
Well.
Yeah, anything that'll suck you.
Well.
Joe's gonna fall in love with leeches. He's gonna have we'll go to his house one day and he's gonna be engaged to a leech. He's gonna have a little ring around a leech.
Well, speaking of leeches, that's actually gonna revolve into one of my pet peeves.
Okay.
Revolve.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the episode today. We're 2020 has been a piece of shit and everybody's mad. Everybody's got their dander up. And so I figured, you know what? Let's talk about some pet peeves. You know, let's talk about those things that irritate us to a level that's a little more than maybe for some people. Now, for my end, I'm going to stay away from your standard stuff. Obviously, driving stuff pisses me off and politics a lot. You know, I'm going to stay away from that stuff. My pet peeves are, you know, maybe not super unique, but they're specific to me, at least for this exercise. But I can't wait personally to hear Joe's specific pet peeves, the shit that gets him hot under the collar.
You know, you'd be surprised, but there's a lot of food-related things on mine.
I don't doubt it at all. Okay. I don't doubt it at all.
Are we just going to take turns, go back and forth?
Yeah, because I honestly don't have a ton of them, but...
Yeah, I got some good ones.
But I think Joe told me, I don't know how many, 10?
I got like 10 or 15.
All right, Joe, go.
All right, so I just had to give blood like a day ago. I was in, they took my blood, I got out. But nurses are some of the roughest people I have ever had experiences with. Like, this lady just gripped my arm like it was a football to take my blood, and I was not happy.
I don't understand. I mean, was she looking for the vein?
Yeah, she was just making sure my hand couldn't, like, go all around. But she had, like, a footballer's grip on me.
So your pet peeve is just...
Well, nurses in general, they're rude. They're rude people. They would not tell me where I needed to go. They wouldn't give me the documents I needed to sign.
Okay, hold on. First, we gotta take a step back here. Why were you at the doctor's?
I just need a general checkup. Because I'm going to be off the insurance soon. So if I'm going to die, I need to do it in like the next 6 months. Or else I won't have money to pay for my death.
I'm fascinated by this because... For the man who has claimed many times he doesn't give a fuck about his health, he'll die when he's 30. He's making sure he's getting his physical in while he still has insurance, which is good. That's good for you.
Yeah.
But then you... the woman grabbed my arm too hard.
It was tough. And she was... I almost passed out because I don't like looking at my own blood. And, like, so I, like, walk in and they're like, oh, well, your appointment's in, like, 5 minutes. Don't you know you need to arrive earlier? I was like, well, no, I don't know that. I don't go to the doctors.
No, wait, did you say, no, I don't know that because I do it to my friends all the time?
No, I'm punctual butler.
So if I can't even show up on time for my friends, why the fuck would I do it for you, you arm-grabbing lady?
I arrived 5 minutes early to my appointment. I thought that was good. I thought that was punctual.
So is this a first time for you?
Yeah, first time giving blood. For sure, yeah.
But this having a bad experience with nurses, is this a new brand new pet peeve that just happened?
Yeah,
this week is a brand new pet peeve.
So yeah.
This is brand. Well, I mean, I think you need to have a few more experiences. Yeah. Because everybody has bad experiences and this, but that doesn't mean it's going to be the norm. I've had wonderful experiences with doctors and nurses, and I've had terrible experiences. But
yeah, I keep them away from me. Because they want to take my blood. That's the thing they want most in their life.
I think it's more so, Joe, that one, I'm assuming, based on what you've just said, that you have an aversion to needles and things being taken out of you.
Yeah, I mean, needles are okay because it's just a little prick. But in terms of losing blood, I don't care for that.
Okay, so I think that's what the issue is here. I think that the woman grabbing your arm was just an element that heightened the thing that was already upsetting you.
Yeah.
So as far as pet peeves go, we are at a flat zero so far.
What?
Because this is a bad experience you had, but I don't think it's something that you can say is, something you dislike all the time. It may turn into that.
The first time. I hate this all the time.
Yeah.
But
keep my goddamn blood out of your vials, lady.
God.
So what, give
it was
me another,
funny
give
me for a reason.
So give me, since that's a zero, give me another one.
Okay. All right. I really hate whenever they're like other drivers around me are only doing 10 to 15 over the speed limit because then I have to pass them on my way to go wherever I'm going.
Hey, everybody, don't you hate it when people are speeding only 10 miles over the limit when you want to go 20? Very funny. I'm sorry. It was just the presentation. You always do the stand up comedy bit.
Well, I have to try. Yeah.
God.
So what's funny is, Joe, for somebody. So what I gather from this, hearing this info from you, that you were annoyed and pissed off when people are only speeding 15 miles an hour, which tells me you want to go at least 20, which would mean you would get from point A to point B pretty fast regularly, but you are late all the time to everything. So I don't think you in general, except when you're doing a bit and you're going on and doing all that nonsense, that's the only time you do anything fast. That or when you're eating a chicken sandwich, your jaw's like, but it's a blur. But in general, you're a pretty slow moving guy. You're slow to respond to messages. As a speed demon just doesn't compute with me.
Hold on a second. Yeah, actually, wait a minute. This is reminding me of an experience yesterday.
Okay.
Now, I have watched Joe speed before. I have seen that. But I was watching Joe. Ryan, I was driving home yesterday. I can't remember what it was. Oh, I my dad helped me with some things around the house. I took him home. On my way back, I'm on the phone with Lisa, and all of a sudden I see this little brown car almost like swerve into my lane, getting a little excited about getting moving over. And I'm like, what the fuck is it? I'm like, what? That's Joe. Like, why is Joe now behind me? Why is he following me? And I'm like, okay, he was with Tad. He's going to get Taco Bell or Hardee's. And I'm like, Lisa, oh my God, he's not going to Taco Bell. I'm like, oh my God, he's not going to Hardee's. He's fucking coming to our house. And because Joe had the wrong date for a Malevolent Movies podcast filming. But Joe, you were like well behind me. You were going the speed limit. Like, so.
I really try to keep it nice in Ottawa because there's so many fucking pigs around. I keep an eye out for them.
Joe, did you recognize that was Tyler in front of you?
Vehicles? No, the only time I recognized it was Tyler whenever we were both in his driveway. And then, oh, that's Tyler.
Yeah, after he got out of his car, he was going to come up, ooh, you intruder, you stay away from my good buddy's house.
Yeah. God. No, I thought that might be Trevor or somebody. I thought we were all arriving for the podcast.
You've got face blindness, dude.
No, I do. I don't recognize faces.
Yeah, I don't know actors, I don't know cars, I don't know faces.
Yeah.
But Joe, I mean, like, I've watched you speed, but it's like the standard thing, like a 5 miles over or maybe 10 on like a highway when there's nobody around. So are you really going from Grand Ridge to Ottawa? It's about 10 miles.
Yeah.
And the speed limit is the 55. Standard 55. Are you really going 75 miles an hour?
I'll do about 85.
Are you fucking joking?
There's nobody there at night. There's nobody.
In that protege?
Yeah. It
but
goes
Joe,
up
there could be
fast.
A deer.
Yeah, true.
And that would obliterate you.
Yeah, you'd be done. Yeah. You'd be done, man. Yeah. You have a good chance of being done hitting a deer at 65. depending on also, circumstances. But
I would think that a Grand Ridge cop is going to be a bigger asshole than an Ottawa cop.
But they only patrol Grand Ridge. They don't patrol like the area in between Grand Ridge and Ottawa.
You don't know that. I don't know where the fucking city line is.
I mean, I look at them all the time. They're always just parked in front of the school.
I always look at the city lines.
No, they're just always parked in front of the school.
And Joe's, school. Always, and Joe's always parked in front of the school too. So for
no, I'm not baiting.
God, that's getting bleeped.
Why? Yeah. Why should that get bleeped? That's a good
honestly,
joke.
Honestly, Joe, you could have said way worse things, but just knowing what the action is, even if in the most like purely scientific use of words, it's still disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. You should be ashamed. You should be ashamed of yourself, Joe Buckley.
I don't believe so. I think that's the basis of humor.
All right, so it's, people not speeding fast enough is your pet peeve.
Yeah, I'm pissed. Yeah, okay. I'm really pissed.
Wash this vinegar out of my mouth, Ryan, please.
Yeah. You need all the mother. You need all the good stuff to rinse this out. Mm. All right, so here's one of my pet peeves. I really get pissed off when I see people wear sunglasses on the back of their head. Mm. You know what I mean? A guy's got his sun, and they're usually a certain type of sunglass. It's always usually a certain type of dude. But they, you know, they go into a store or whatever, and they flip the sunglasses back. But instead of stopping them at the top of your head, which is it doesn't bother me at all, they put it all the way back. So the sunglasses are on the back of their skull, and it's upside down.
Yeah.
And it makes me.
How do you feel about like if somebody like tucks it into their shirt?
I have
like
no
the
problem
collar
with that.
Of their shirt.
Matter okay. of fact, I wrote that down because to remind myself because I feel that that is the absolute ideal place to put your sunglasses when you're not. Using them and you're going to be on the go or whatever, or you're in a restaurant, you don't want to put it on the table. Yes, you put it in your shirt. And I will even say, as much as I think it's douchey looking, if you're going to be the guy that has a baseball hat and you're going to put those sunglasses on top of the bill, you know, almost like they look like weird goggles up there.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but
you look
fine.
Like a mascot.
Yeah. But when they're on the back of their head, when they flip it back on the back of their skull, it drives me up the wall because there's also this air of, when these guys seem to do it, at least in my experience over these years, is that they also want you to see that they've done that and they think it's cool.
Yeah.
They think it's a cool thing that they're doing. And I'm going to say this, with the exception of a baseball hat, no clothing item is cooler worn backwards than it is frontwards.
What about your pants? Have you got your pants on backwards? That's pretty cool.
No, back in the day, Crisscross, it was like these
yeah,
two guys. It was like 1990. They were trying that. They tried real hard to make backwards clothes fashionable. They had their shirts on backwards. They had their pants on backwards. But
well, here's the perfect thing. If you got your jeans on backwards, you can just unzip and then just make mud without pulling your pants down and undoing your belt. Wouldn't that be perfect?
Yeah, and because you're still wearing that condom on your penis, Joe, for masturbating, you just pee into it.
Yeah, you make a big balloon and then you throw it. God. You throw it at a lady you like.
I'm horrified by the concept of Joe masturbating with a condom on.
Just save sex, Ryan.
I've done that before. I've done that before. That's okay.
Well, he doesn't like washing his hands, and he doesn't want to get anything in his urethra that would bloom into a urinary tract infection. So he figures, well, instead of washing the cheese ball dust off my hand in the mud,
I just got to put on a condom.
Well, right, I'm sorry if I outed you, Joe, because I remember you telling me that story once.
That's for real?
Oh, sure.
That's real?
Yeah, no, that's the
show.
That is real, Joe. I mean, unless you were lying to me when you said it.
No, I've masturbated with a condom on before, but there's two experiences, the feeling of a condom. I wanted to make sure that felt good on my dick.
I'm not proud of it, Ryan, but there was one long car ride with Joe years ago where he just, like, I was like, basically like, Joe, I got to know, are you posting pictures of your butthole online? And like, he wouldn't admit to that, but he did tell me a bunch of other weird stuff of which one of the times he had put a condom on for masturbation purposes.
So that means, where'd you get the condom? Did you buy the condoms?
No, my mother gave them to all of her children who have dicks.
What?
Yeah.
Your mom thought you were having sex?
Well, I'm sure she was just making sure I was safe. What's wrong with that?
What a nice mom.
She like there was here was the conversation between Judeline and Papa Buckley. Well, I went to Planned Parenthood and I got some condoms. I'm going to give it out to our daughter and give it out to our son. You know, better safe than sorry. And your dad's like, I agree. And then they're like, well.
We don't want to leave Joe out.
We should probably give Joey some. We should probably, because you know, when other
they
people
talk,
get their birthday
the boys
presents,
talk.
Yeah, we should just give him some. And your dad was like, "Well,
what a fucking waste of money."
They're like, "How many got?" And she's like, "Well, we'll you know, equal amount to our the one kid, and then to our daughter, and Joe will give Joe two. We'll give Joe two."
They went to Sam's, and
you did what you did.
No, they went to Sam's Club, and right next to the barrel of cheese balls, there's a barrel of condoms.
Yeah.
But also, Ryan, I think we've got a new pet peeve of yours, masturbating with a condom on.
I don't see anything wrong with that. I'm horrified.
It makes me feel bad. It makes me feel bad. I don't know why, but...
No. I just wanted to make sure that I could achieve an erection with a condom on. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. It just seems like somebody that plans on being a PE teacher... at 12 years old, they're already practicing blowing into a whistle. You got to wait, Joe. You got some time. I don't know why.
I had to make sure then.
Because how long ago was that?
Oh, I don't know. Years.
Well, I mean, years could be 2 or 10.
I don't know.
So you're all ready now. It's, you know, you had to make sure then you were ready to go. Now you, there's no question about it.
Oh, yeah. I could definitely get hard with a condom. I've made sure of it. Yeah.
There's a great bit in the I don't remember which series of Wet Hot American Summer, but Ken Marino's character who's like, you know, overly sexual all the time but really is a virgin, where he's trying to get a condom on for the first time and he shoots it off. It's pretty funny.
Here, this is.
I would love to see Joe, and I mean this sincerely. I would love to see Joe in like a PG-13 Porky's film.
Well, here, I got this. This isn't a bit. I've got in my wallet right now. I got a condom.
You're not supposed to keep them in your wallet.
Why?
Because
that's a good place for them.
No, because if you're sitting on it and stuff, the friction.
Yeah. I just burst it.
There's a movie where that happens, where the guy, it's a comedy, I believe, where the guy's gonna get laid, and he pulls out his wallet and he pulls a condom out, and he takes out the package and it's just destroyed. Mm. And, you know, it's useless. It's been melted. And he's like, oh, and the girl says, how long have you had it in there? He's like, well, a couple years.
8 years, yeah.
Well, Joe, it was, but that's exactly what happens.
In 10 years on Joe's wedding night, when he's going to lose his virginity, he takes the condom out and he opens it and it's just like dust. So he sprinkles it all over his pee-pee.
Yeah. Okay, I'll keep my wallet in my car, or I'll keep my condom in my car now and just hope the hot summer heat doesn't melt it to the back of the stereo system.
It's fine.
So what brand of condom do you have in your wallet?
Oh, it's a Trojan.
What kind, though? They have a lot of different
varieties.
I'll take
a look, yeah.
Is it lubed? Is it thin? Is it...
Oh, you gotta have a lube on your cock.
Is it ribbed? Yeah, but you can get them without lube, and you put your own lube, because some people
it's,
you know...
It's their sandpaper thimble edition.
It's got a thumbtack in it.
No. This is the Bearskin Premium Lubricant.
That's what your mom...
Wait, what?
Have? Or is that something you bought?
What is it again?
My mom gave me this, too, yeah. Premium Lubricant.
How old is it then? Is that the one from a couple years ago still? The stash?
Probably.
Well, they have a date on the package.
Let me see.
this podcast is off the rails.
No, it expires in 2024.
Okay, well.
How long has it been in your wallet?
I don't know. Maybe 5 years.
Oh, God, yeah. Joe, you got to get rid of that thing.
Okay, I'll masturbate with it. That's fine.
Waste not, want not. Joe Buckley.
Waste not, want more.
Okay. This pet peeve only applies to a pre-COVID world. I really hate it how you have to pay for another cup at most fast food places if you want more icy. They will not refill your icy cup.
Really?
Yeah. I've had, had that experienced.
Wait, you're saying like a slush?
Yeah, they will not give you second slush
in the
cup.
Oh, I guess Burger King does have that.
Well, everybody, like Taco Bell does too, McDonald's, everybody does. Everybody's got slush now.
So if you buy one and you want a refill while you're in the store, in the restaurant.
Yep, you got to pay for a brand new cup.
So you're essentially, they don't have refills, what you're saying.
No refills. And okay. I am appalled by that. That's disgusting.
Hold on. You are appalled by that. I believe that. But why do you continue to purchase it?
Taco Bell has really good slush. They've got like some really good flavors, and
premium
I like them.
Slush.
They do. And actually, I finagled my way in because I just played dumb on the policy, and I'm like, excuse me, can I please get a refill with this? And I'm polite, and then they'll just give me a new cup sometimes, a brand new free slush.
But then you got to go to a new Taco Bell every time because they're going to remember you, because you're a very memorable face. So they're going to remember you.
No, I always just go to the Ottawa Taco Bell, and I've done that a couple times there.
So what happens when it doesn't work? Do you go ahead and just buy the other slush, or do you say, never mind?
Yeah, normally I'll just say never mind. Because they're like $3 slushes, so I don't need to spend $6 on slush in one day.
Do they still have happy hour there?
So they do, but how often am I here between like 2 to 4?
You could be here every day between 2 and 4 if you went to bed at a normal hour.
True. Like,
I'm just trying to gauge where on the level of frustration is it worth it to get there for that happy hour? Apparently not.
No. I'm not driving out of my way to get the dollar slush.
Yeah, Joe's happy hour is like when I used to sleep in real late and I would wake up, it would be exciting if I woke up at 9. I'm like, oh, McDonald's sells breakfast. It was a once in a while occasion. That's how Joe is with the 4 to 6 slush. If he wakes up with enough time, like, oh, I can actually make it out into the real world by 6 p.m.
Yeah.
You're sleeping all day.
I honestly don't do like a lot of driving into town just to get food. Like mostly I'll warm up a Hot Pocket or something. Normally I won't drive all the way into town to get food.
What'd you eat today?
Today I ate, I had some Walmart General Tso's deli chicken in my mini fridge, and I ate all that.
Yeah. I knew there'd be some sort of something chicken-based. Chicken
meat. Yeah. And I had some diet orange soda because my dad picked up 40-cent 2 liters of diet orange soda.
But diet orange?
Yeah, diet. They had it on sale.
That's just... we've gone over this many times. I love me a good just like trash, toss it in a microwave meal every now and again. But like if I like eat like a series of meals, like if I get like a little steamer or something like that, and I do that like more than 3 times in a row, I just feel sick.
Yeah.
So to eat that frozen chicken all the time, like
well, this is
with
the
diet orange soda.
It's diet. It's good for me.
But no,
I'm watching my weight.
I'm just saying, like overall, just the ingestion of like all of the processed stuff, the sugar stuff, you know, all of that at the same time. Yeah. I just can't imagine.
Oh, sure.
Joe's built like, up a tolerance.
But yeah, but just think of it. That's how most people eat.
You know, Joe. I mean,
everybody in America's fat.
Yeah, we have a lot of obese people, but you could be obese from eating things that like aren't frozen all the time. That's my only point. It's not that like I'm not saying like I'm better for getting fast food as opposed to like microwaving it, but it's just like have you ever craved like a really nice home cooked meal?
Yeah, sometimes, sure.
Like, is there something your mom makes specifically that's like her recipe or something that you really like?
I'm actually a big fan of like that her hand breaded kind of tenders she makes. I knew it was gonna get a laugh. But...
Okay. How about is there a non chicken tender dish?
Let me think. Her homemade pizza's not bad.
Oh God!
What? Yeah. What?
Is there anything that you couldn't readily buy within 10 miles of your house?
No, probably not.
Like, I'm
like
trying to think of something.
Have like a meatloaf recipe or something?
Yeah,
like
meatloaf. I don't
a
like
casserole
meatloaf.
Or something like that casserole. She makes that's really good that you like?
No, don't like that.
If you, like if you left home for X number of days or weeks or months and you came home to visit, and she's like, well, I'm going to make your favorite, Joe. Is there anything
oh,
like
boy,
that?
Oh, boy, a pork tenderloin and fries?
Okay,
what about even just like a grilled chicken?
Well,
like
I mean,
grilled chicken
grilled
breast.
Chicken's fine. Grilled chicken's
like,
fine.
Like with like some mashed potatoes, some green
beans. I don't like mashed potatoes. I don't like beans.
Oh God.
Yep. Picky.
You can't say you don't like beans at like with when I say green beans. There are so many kinds of fucking beans. Like
because I don't like green beans either, but I like pinto beans. I like lima beans actually. I like beans and chili. I like refried beans. Yeah, I'm not a fan of green beans. I like soybeans. I like the edamame or edamame, whatever you call it. I like that shit.
Yeah.
And that's soybeans. So
yeah, I can't think of any beans I like.
How many
I don't
beans,
care for them.
What? How many kind of? Well, you eat like Taco Bell. Do you ever get the nachos Bel Grande?
No.
Beans?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. You have said that you like queso.
Queso's okay.
Yeah, some quesos have beans in them.
I wouldn't eat it.
But
I mean,
I think you would even know. I think you would look at this orange lumpy sauce. That's going to go in my belly.
No, yeah. I don't think so. I don't believe so.
Buckley.
Yeah. I was going to say the only kind of beans I like are mighty beans.
Yeah. Well,
like, nice callback.
What about Boston baked beans? You like those?
Nope.
Like, I don't want to stick on it.
Like bean candy.
I don't want to stick on it too
peanuts.
Long. But this drives me crazy, Joe, because I just don't know how can you sit there and love so specifically like processed chicken or whatever your mama's chicken tenders and like pizza and like that's like it. Like what is it about those things that like you like? Because like it's completely subjective, so I'll give you that. But like there are nicer, tastier versions of those things than just like the chicken tenders at McDonald's or something. You get what I'm saying? Like do you never are interested in that? You're just completely satisfied every time by microwaved chicken tenders.
I mean, I like a nice steak or something like that. That's good.
He does like his steak. He has said that before.
But would you go out of your way to get one?
I don't buy most of my own food, and they don't really serve steak around here unless I'm going to a restaurant.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, would you like if you had a bag of frozen chicken tendies in the freezer?
Yeah.
Or, but I mean, hey, it's worth it though, right? Let's say it's a $20 steak, but it's a really good steak.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you be willing to drive to town to get that really nice steak if you're craving it, or would the chicken tenders in the freezer? They're just upstairs. And I've got the pizzazz ready. Like, is that going to win every time?
No, not necessarily. I just don't get a lot of my own steak just because I'm kind of money conscious.
Oh, yeah. The guy who spends hundreds of dollars on Magic cards is money conscious.
And also the guy who doesn't work, like, money conscious. If you were money conscious, you'd have a job.
Yeah.
Well, I've got my unemployment.
Well...
So I've got money coming in.
Pet peeve of mine, Joe on unemployment.
Yeah, new
one, and it doesn't seem to stop.
Absolutely not. I was fired from my job. I deserve unemployment. There's nothing wrong with that. That's something I'm guaranteed through the country.
No, that's fine. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that Tad, Ryan, I don't know if we talked about this, but Tad got himself a nice little security job.
Joe and I were talking about it before we started recording. I asked Joe, I said, well, why don't you get a job being a night watchman? I think you should apply for that.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Do it. And because, like, he's already mentioned all the perks. Lots of downtime, plenty of time to play games on his phone or to watch, you know, YouTube videos on the phone, actually catch up on the backlog of episodes of this show that he's never heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Joe already told me his method. He said, because I asked him, well, what would you do if somebody came up and they were a little suspicious and you might have to question them or, I don't know, intimidate them, whatever, I don't know what you would be doing. And he said, oh, I would just ask them if I could eat their pussy. Yeah. Toyers, he already has a strategy all set.
Yeah. I think that's the best way to go.
Even if it's a guy?
No, only if it's a guy. If it's a woman, I say, let me suck your penis.
So that's...
What are you getting out of this?
I'm trying to confuse them, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's an intimidation thing.
Honestly, Joe, I think if they walked up to you as a security guard, they'd already be confused.
Sure.
They would have thought, well, this other creep got here before I did.
Well, I'm imagining Joe will have like the standard movie version of a security outfit, like the light gray shirt with like the black accents and the black pants and like the weird hat that looks like a cop from like the 40s. And Joe's tie will be like comically short. It'll only be like 5 inches long, but really wide.
Oh, God, you think I'm wearing a tie? I'm clipping on, baby.
He's gonna.
That's still a tie, jackass.
Oh, true.
He's no, gonna bow tie, be like, though, maybe. He'll be just like John Candy in Vacation.
Sorry, exactly.
French, I told you.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't noticed, Joe is using his new catchphrase. I got horned so bad. But yes, baby.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. People have to try out different things.
It's better than my pee-pee hurts.
No, I believe both of them can be used on the podcast.
Ooh, my pee-pee hurts, baby.
Yeah.
But Joe's been using the catchphrase with everybody, so it's been real awkward when Judeline asked him how many dinosaur-shaped nuggies he wants, 14 or 100. And he
said, I'll take 15, baby.
I'll take 15, baby. And your mom's like, oof, God.
14's the diet day.
Yeah.
100's every other day.
Well, they buy in bulk, you know, like you bought those 22-cent, 80 cans of Diet Orange.
They come in packs of 114, 100 the one day, 14 the next.
Now, speaking of work, I have a couple pet peeves from whenever I was working at the movie theater.
Nice transition.
Yeah.
Cool, thank you. So I really hated at the Roxy, whenever we'd have like a busy line, like maybe something like Avengers was in or something, everybody's just standing around. And like it was always like people with like five or so kids, and they'll be in line the whole time for concessions, and they'll be moving up as the line moves up, but without just like a care in the world. But then whenever they get to the front of the line, none of them know what they want, and then they have to take another 10 minutes to buy garbage for their toddlers. They all mostly just end up on the floor.
All right, I got to come in already, Joe. I have literally watched you freeze up in driveways drive-throughs. Again, another fucking air horn. Fuck. I've watched you freeze up in drive-throughs constantly, Joe. Joe, all right, I don't want to hit on you too bad, but I have watched you go up to counters and order like a burger and like a drink, and the person's like, and that's it? Yeah. And then I'll get to you, but get by the soda machine with you, like, Joe, you just ordered like a single cheeseburger and a small drink. What happened? I don't know. I got nervous.
He did that at one of the movies. It might have been before we even started doing these channels. I don't remember where it was, but it was at the movies, and he wanted I think he wanted popcorn and he wanted a slush and maybe there's nachos.
Yes.
But he only ordered one thing, and then we got back to the seat and you were disappointed. You're like, well, I wanted more, but it was the girl was cute at the counter and you didn't want to look like too much of a glutton. Remember that? It was
I don't
want
to be a glutton.
I think
punishment.
it was when Butcher the Bakers was playing in
it
Streeter?
Might have been. It
yeah,
might
probably
have been
something like that.
And I think either myself or someone else went to the counter and got it for you. I said, I'll go get
that's,
it.
That's nice of my friends. That's nice.
Joe, I'm beginning to wonder in delving into the man with no brain, do you really just hate yourself, Joe?
Well, whenever I look at the mirror, I'm most pissed of all.
No, well, no, I'm just saying, like, you look at these customers, and do you really just see yourself?
Oh, well, I think everybody hates themselves. I mean, that's okay.
Well, like, because, like, they come up to the counter, they're not ready, and you're like, why aren't they ready? I'm ready to punch in the numbers. Why aren't they ready? And then you sit there and you realize, and it's like that, you know, hello, darkness, my old friend. And you start realizing all the times that you froze up, you know, when you were ordering food or you weren't quite ready.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No, I'm just legitimately asking. Because that happens to me all the time. Like, not necessarily with fast food, but, like, for other reasons.
I don't know how much self-reflection I really do.
I believe that.
That's fair. That's fair.
I believe that. That's what part of the man with no brain is. It's, you know, maybe the man, thinking about stuff.
The man of no reflection. Yeah. The invisible man.
Oh. Yeah, and I'm going to be in that cool new sequel that they're coming out with.
He just walks around naked because he thinks he's invisible outside.
Now, hold on. I love the idea of Joe being the main villain of the sequel to the Elizabeth Moss Invisible Man, because Joe is such a klutz.
Oops, I stepped on the Legos.
Those wide shots of like, is he there? Is he not there? And Joe just constantly.
Bang,
exactly.
Then, or you'd just be hearing him out of breath. She'd be sitting there in the room, and all of a sudden, she'd be hearing.
she goes to the freezer. She gets out the bag of chicken tenders, and she starts putting it on the tray.
Yeah.
And she only puts three down. Hey, do seven. Do seven. This is your conscious. Do seven.
She puts ten tendies down, and she just hears. She just sees a condom in midair. She's like, why is there a floating condom in my room?
Yeah. And then also one frozen uncooked chicken with a bite taken out of it floating in the air.
Do you eat frozen chicken?
Like not cooked? No, I don't do that.
Okay.
So you wouldn't take like a Tyson's frozen chicken finger out of the bag and just kind of suck on it like it was a popsicle?
No, that would be ridiculous.
Yeah, actually, Joe, what's your favorite sauce to dip chicken tenders into?
I do ketchup or barbecue.
Okay, so how about this? For the taste episode, when we eventually get to that, can I freeze a chicken tender covered, like the top part covered in barbecue sauce?
Well, that sounds like it would have salmonella.
No,
they're already cooked.
Oh, the pre-cooked?
Yeah, the pre-cooked, like, breaded chicken tender with barbecue sauce.
I mean, I might lose a tooth.
No, you don't have to bite it. Just lick it, like a lollipop.
Yeah.
Or like a popsicle.
I guess. That doesn't sound too fun, but...
Well, it's fun to watch and fun to point and laugh at.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, what about you, buddy?
Well, since Joe brought up pizza, I have one that's haunted me for a long time. I'm, for some reason, incredibly annoyed when people only eat cheese pizza. The only kind of pizza they eat is cheese pizza. I've got friends like that. I've got relatives like that. I've got family members like that. And it's like, to me, that's not pizza. That's almost pizza. That's the beginning of pizza. You've got your crust. You got your sauce. You got your cheese. Now what's your topping? More cheese. No. I don't care if just onions.
Salami.
One topping is all I'm asking for. But people just cheese pizza. And I have so many people in my life that when they order pizza all the time, it's cheese. And if you're ordering a pizza to share, well, make half just cheese. That's not pizza. Put a topping on it.
Now, how about extra cheese? Like
no,
a cheesy pizza.
Extra cheese is not
pizza.
A topping. I've gotten into that fight too. Extra cheese is not a topping. It's
okay. What about this, Ryan? They get the pepper shaker and the Parmesan cheese shaker, and they cover it in that.
No. Okay. No, and I do the red pepper flakes always. I'm all about the crushed red. Put that all over.
I stay away from them.
But I need something. I don't consider that a pizza. Now I will say this: it will not annoy me if you are under the age of like 12. I get it. My niece and nephew.
I don't like pepperoni.
And even when I was a kid, I was probably only about the cheese pizza. But as you age and you become an adult, you need to have a topping of some sort.
Well, I mean, there's so many vegans now too, though. That's like a big thing.
Well, I'm not talking about vegans. That's a whole other ball game. I'm talking about just average.
Well, you could do
people eating pizza.
They've got like vegan alternatives for like some meats and things like that. I'm sure that you could get like a sausage,
tofu, pepperoni.
So Ryan. Let's say you come over to my place. The gang's all here to watch a movie. We've got pizza, but you came late and you're starving. And all of the sausage and all the pepperoni and all the Hawaiian pizza has been eaten, but there's four golden cheese slices. Would you eat those?
Oh, I'll eat it. Yeah, but it's not going to be as satisfying. I'm going to be like, oh, here's the thing. Cheese pizza to me might as well be cheese sticks. You know, you from Pizza Hut, you get the cheese stick.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
That's usually cheese pizza. You dipped it in the sauce, you got cheese, and you got crust. That's your cheese pizza. But that's what I mean. Cheese pizza always feels unfinished to me. And I know there's a kind of pizza where that's what it is traditionally. I get that. I'm not talking about that kind of what is
deep
it?
Dish or something
like margarita
weird.
Or whatever.
Margarita. Yeah, I get that. That's the point of that kind of pizza. I just mean you're calling Pizza Hut or Domino's or whatever.
Three
Papa
cheeses,
John's,
please.
And you're like, what kind of pizza you want? Oh, cheese. I'm like, that's not a.
What's your go-to?
As far as brands or.
No, just kind of like toppings. Yeah.
Actually, honestly, it depends where I'm getting it from, because some places have better toppings than others. Like, I won't get. I like in general, if it's my whatever I could choose and it's going to be the best of. I'm going to go with an Italian sausage. I'm going to go with mushrooms on there, and I'm going to go with onion. However, if I'm at Pizza Hut, I don't like their sausage and I really don't like their red onion. So
Pizza Hut's kind of grody.
Yeah, if it's Pizza Hut, I'm probably just going to get pepperoni and mushroom, something like that.
You got to be real, real risk averse with Pizza Hut, or you're going to get fucked in the mouth.
But like Domino's, I really like the onions that they use for it, so I'll get onion and maybe chicken, and just depends.
Now, Ryan, what do you think of the real kooky stuff, like the sauceless pizza?
Anchovies and... Yeah.
I don't mind that, you know what I mean?
At least it's, like, exciting.
It's just sauce and then like sausage in it, no cheese.
I mean, here's the thing. If that's the special, again, if that's the recipe, that's the specialty pizza. That's a very specific thing. And they have a special name for it. It's not going to be
something
I choose.
You only live once,
but I'm not going to throw stink at it. I really only throw stink when it's somebody that I know, whether they're getting Jack's Pizza, Tombstone Pizza, or going to Domino's. It's cheese, just cheese.
Yeah.
Always.
Like, well, here. Yeah.
They don't like flavor, man.
Yeah, it's weird. But I'll say this, though. Whenever I'm on a film set, like whenever I very occasionally am on one, I'll make a point to eat the cheese pizza because you have to get like two or three cheese pizzas because there's like one vegetarian there.
Well,
so,
that's interesting because I'll do the kind of the other end of the spectrum. I'll eat the weird shit. Like I'll eat the everything or I'll eat the Hawaiian so that people can have like the regular stock, cheese, sausage, pepperoni.
Yeah.
I mean, I just assume that if there's like, just cheese pizza sitting there, it's not going to get eaten for the most part. Like,
I feel like it's always getting eaten.
Okay.
I just think pizza.
I thought you
like
cheese pizza.
No, I do like cheese pizza. I'll have toppings on it.
I know Joe likes cheese pizza. I know that. And maybe that's why I thought of it when I was thinking about my pet peeve.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But for
just
me,
things
just
Joe does.
Pizza, you can do so much with it. And if all you eat, if your whole life, when you say the word pizza, is just crust, sauce, and cheese, I'm like,
oh, you're not living,
it's
buddy.
It's barely pizza. To me, that's unfinished pizza. It's pizza without toppings. I don't consider cheese a topping, so that's mine.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. Food one?
Here's another movie theater one.
Oh, okay.
So I really hated having to clean up the floors after like a kid's film. Those are pretty particularly bad, just everything's all over. So instead what you can do is you can take the leaf blower and you just all blow it to the very bottom of the thing, and then you just lift up that velvet curtain and you just blow all the food underneath the theater screen.
Okay, so...
My peeve is just cleaning up after children.
Okay, but that's a pretty novel approach. I mean, I'm not saying blow it underneath the screen, but just blowing it to the bottom and then scooping it all up down there instead of going in between the seats.
Yeah, that's a standard of what you do, but I would just either blow it out the door. I would open up the door and just blow all the stuff out, or you throw it under the screen.
Well, this makes me just want to challenge you because this doesn't even sound hard now.
Yeah.
Like if your issue was like soda spills and having to get in there with a mop, I could understand that. But it's like if you're just using a fucking leaf blower, you lazy asshole.
Yeah. I don't believe I've actually mopped up a theater in the 2 years I was there once.
I'm not surprised.
You just dim the lights and leave it for somebody else.
For what I'm hearing, your pet peeve is really just putting forth effort.
Yeah, work. Yeah, doing the work. Yeah.
It's effort. Because nobody likes to clean up anything. But if you're at work, you know.
Yeah, my biggest pet peeve at work is normally like standing there by the register. That was a really big pet peeve of mine.
Why is that?
Well, because you got to stand there for 8 hours and just be there and not be at your home.
Joe, I don't love my house enough to want to spend every waking moment here.
Yeah. Or I could be by the magic store or by like the soda machine.
Well, okay, the magic store. All right. Do you have any magic related?
I do. Yeah. I do have some magic
stuff.
Those are
a little more specific than I hate being at work.
Yeah.
One of my pet peeves is going to work.
Yeah.
I want some Joe-centric ones.
Okay. So whenever people go to grab your cards to read them without asking, that's a big one of mine.
Your cards?
Yeah. Yeah, people
grab magic cards?
Magic cards, yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant like...
Okay, I could see that. I could see that because, you know, you take... You know, you don't want fingerprints on them. You don't want finger oils on your cards and...
Well, I have them in sleeves. They are in sleeves at all times.
They could still get bent if they get pulled roughly.
Yeah,
my foils could get creased, yeah. Okay. And it's like, I don't know where your hands have been, buddy. They could be down your pants 5 minutes ago.
They could have been on a condom on your penis.
You could have been masturbating in the bathroom with a condom.
Ugh. Well, what other magic ones you got?
I really hate it whenever stores, there's two local stores here in particular, will not tell me the price of their sealed product before it releases. So basically, what I'm trying to do is get a pre-order price so I can give this store some money and support like my local gaming store, but they won't tell me the price. And that's because they're waiting, because if it jumps, they'll just put it online instead of selling it to people locally.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, so instead I just go on, like, Amazon and order.
But wait, why, even if the price jumped, why wouldn't the locals buy it?
Because they're higher now. I mean, because people don't want to buy a box for $160 if they could have got it pre-ordered for $110.
I guess I'm so far removed from this, I'm a little lost.
Yeah.
It's probably not worth explaining.
Yeah. People have sticker shock on the sealed boxes for the most part.
Okay. So it's guaranteed to sell online.
Not necessarily
in store.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. That's money-conscious Joe.
Oh, yeah. Because I need these boxes, but I don't want to pay $150 a box.
Yeah, I need those five giant hearts of candy from the day after Valentine's Day.
Well, that made me Reddit famous.
Yeah, I remember that. God,
that's still sitting in the wings.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah. They just said I was unfuckable. That was the top comments.
I think it had more to do with your enlarged hearts. Yeah, that was another big one. I for some reason, the one that sticks out to me is all of the mental capacity jokes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. That seemed to be I thought that was the number one. Everybody, because there were some good jokes in there, but most of them were like just crap that were just like either repeating what they've already said or, oh, he's dumb. Nobody would love him. And, you know, most of them were very, I would say majority of them that I read were nothing special, but there were some zingers in there. There were some funny things in there.
I bet he masturbates with a condom on.
I did. For your information, Reddit, I did.
What's weird about that is you masturbated with something your mom gave you. It was a gift. You jerked off with your mom, a present from your
mom. Is that why you did it, Joe?
No, it's like if you get porn for Christmas. What's wrong with that?
I don't understand that analogy at all.
I bet like some college age bros give each other porn for Christmas.
Well, maybe
and you would masturbate with your friends
back in present,
maybe back in the fucking 80s.
Yeah.
Hey buddy, I got you a month subscription to Pornhub.
Oh, hustler, hell yeah, bro. I'm gonna jerk my cock. Yeah, thanks, bro. Yeah, I just get a midget blow up doll.
Any more magic related peeves?
Yeah.
Is this the rest of them?
No, it's not all. I still got some more other stuff.
Okay.
So I think if you have a store, you should make an effort to try to get nice chairs. I've broken so many chairs at the local one here in Ottawa because they were just what was in the building whenever they bought it, and they're really flimsy, and like so whenever fat people sit on them, they just collapse basically. And that can injure us. That's bad.
What do you mean chairs at a store?
Like
a furniture store?
No, at the magic store. So whenever you're sitting down to play magic, you have to have nice chairs to do it on.
What is the magic store?
It's the video game resale place that we know.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not so
magic store.
But here's my thing with this, Joe. Is this something that happens at all magic stores that you've been to? They
not
all
the ones
have
that
bad
have nice chairs.
Chairs.
No. Some of them have nice chairs.
How many have you been to that had bad chairs?
Two.
Okay. Because I was like, if it's just the one place, that was like a one time. That's a one time situation.
At the one we know, I've personally broken about four chairs. I've seen other people probably break about 8 to 12.
Is it just flop down on them real hard, or just after like an hour?
No, I mean, we know how to sit on chairs. We're not animals.
Well, your issue here is the location you're discussing is a former church, which had a basement full of metal and fabric
cardboard
chairs.
Almost, yeah.
And they were there from the church. So you're not just going to throw away like this free furniture that's used.
No.
Also, so basically you're upset that the owner did not check every single chair for integrity, place a 300-pound dummy on it to make sure that that was the weight limit.
No. My issue with it is that these chairs have been proven to not be supported by fat people, and fat people are your clientele if you're doing magic.
So you
got to have nicer chairs in the magic playing area.
So your expectation then is that because some of these chairs are fine, like I'm not saying they're comfortable, but they work and they don't break.
Well, for the most part, whenever fat people sit on them, they do break.
But you've cited like six times out of the...
About 20 times of me seeing chairs break at this location.
I don't believe it's been that many.
I believe he's irritated by it because Joe's throwing it hard.
He's not backing down.
I'm not fucking around.
Well, then, okay, how about this, Joe? Bring your own chair.
Well, it's not my job to support a business if we're going there to pay and play magic.
I understand, but Joe, we're talking about a business that's being run. Let's get down to brass tacks. We're talking about a business that's being run by your friend. We're not talking about. You could tell your friend, "Hey, buddy, your chairs are crappy. I'm going to go ahead and bring my own chair." So this whole thing, it's not my job to tell this business. You worked for the place where you worked for five years and you got paid two years of free labor. It's not the same kind of situation. And now you're acting like I shouldn't have to make.
There's these contradictions, Joe. You basically worked there for free for like 2 years, like you just said. Yeah. And yet you're so upset about the chairs. So it's like...
Well, I'm just saying it's a pet peeve of mine. You gotta fix your chairs, bro.
I hate the fact that Taco Bell doesn't always give me a free refill on my slush. Yeah, but I will gladly support them. Oh God, those bastards. They come up to the counter, they're not ready to order their food, and I'm never ready to order my food.
Yeah.
Are you surprised by the fact that somebody who runs their business in such a way that they will get a friend of theirs, exploit essentially a friend of theirs to work for cheap magic cards. Are you shocked that place would also not give a fuck about the chair quality?
That's a good point.
No, I mean, I'm not necessarily surprised.
Why isn't you surprised by it? Just bring your own chair and be done with it.
Why wasn't your lead-in pet peeve that there is somebody out there that would basically get you to do, like, I mean, literally like 6 to 8 hour days of bullshit hard work, and then you would get like the equivalent of like a magic pack by the end of the day.
Yeah.
Why
$4.
Is that not your pet peeve? Yeah. It's fucking indentured servitude.
Yeah. Well, originally in the very beginning, I wasn't getting paid anything at all, not even the cheap magic cards.
God.
Yeah.
Do you put that job down on your resume?
I don't have a resume. I've never wrote one.
Well, I mean, at some point you're going to have to put your previous work experience. Are you going to put that down?
Yeah, I mean, probably.
I wouldn't put down that you got paid in
yeah,
playing
Eldrazi
cards, but I would say you worked there because you did.
Yeah, sure.
You did work.
Yeah, I probably will.
And you did it for a long time, so it shows.
Oh yeah. On
work ethic, I guess.
Yeah, I did 2 years there, 2 years at the theater. Yeah, it's like a tour in Nam.
Oh, good God, Joe.
Well, I was going to say, so basically, waiting on the elderly, it's basically a coin flip, a 50-50 chance of them either being fine or basically just rude and disgusting.
You know,
so I'd say half of all old people are just gross to people who are waiting on them.
I can't say half in my experience, but I have a ton of retail, and honestly, and when I saw somebody my grandmother's age coming down the line, you know, when I was working at various bookstores, yes, oftentimes it would be like, oh, is she going to be a nice grandmother or is she going to be just totally
pissed? An old hag that you just want to bash her teeth out.
But
yeah, you better hope you got falsies, Grandma, because those teeth are coming out at the end of this shift.
Oh, Joe Buckley.
Second worst group of people to wait on is mothers, in my experience. And third worst is a clump of children, whenever children clump together.
So, like, a bunch of kids are by themselves on a Friday night and they're going to the movies.
Yes.
And
yeah, that's third worst.
And why is that? Why is it bad?
Well, I mean, children, they're full of piss and vinegar and sugar. I mean, you can't control them.
Well, what I mean is you as an employee, so is it because they make a lot of messes or is it when you're working, you know, behind the counter?
Well, just in terms of the counter, they don't know what they want. They're yelling about things. They're running amok. So fuck them.
Well, just because we're talking about it, I'm curious, what was your favorite group to wait on? Or the one that's the least problematic?
Probably about people who are in their 20s to 30s. They don't cause a lot of problems.
They're pretty easy to deal with?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
Unless they come in real drunk. Drunks, but.
All right. Well, I got one for you, Joe.
Okay.
This is kind of specific, but I always get annoyed by what I call spider people. People that love spiders.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And want to tell you all the time about how important spiders are. So here's an example. You're having a conversation maybe with a couple of people, and maybe you don't even know these people that well. And for some reason, the concept of spiders, how you don't like spiders, how they're gross, how you don't, you know, maybe you got arachnophobia. And
they got too many goddamn legs.
And there's somebody in that group was like, well, you know what? They're actually really beneficial. They eat all the moths and the millipedes, and they get real worked up.
I'd rather take the moth. I don't need no goddamn spider in my pillowcase.
And they're also the kind that when they got a fucking spider in their house, they're not going to squash it and be done with it. They're going to scoop it up into a little piece. They're going to take it outside. Spider people. Now, I don't mean people with tarantulas, because my friend Mike has a tarantula and they're fascinating. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, those are like big hairy bugs. Those are kind of cool.
I just mean like the spider people, the people that always want to tell you when you say how you step on spiders and you hate spiders, they will give you a lecture on how important they are to the ecosystem. And they tend to get real worked up about the idea you step on a spider.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're insects. They don't have a working brain. Just kill them. They don't need to be in your house.
And I can't tell you how many times in my life that's happened to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Some people love spiders. Yeah.
These spider people. Every couple of years, I find myself either in a work situation or somebody, and I'm in a conversation with a spider person. And I hear the same story about how important spiders are, and they're really more scared of you than you are of them, and blah blah.
Oh, really? Why'd they bite me then? Fuck them.
If it's in my house, it's getting squished. End of story. If it's outside, I'll leave it alone. But inside, you invade my territory. I'm not going into your territory. I don't go into your lair.
Yeah, I'll go in your web and just stick my penis in your web and hope you bite it a little.
It's always got to come back to that, doesn't it?
I'm just saying that's what I'm not doing.
Got to come back to that.
I'm not doing that. But no, it's like, oh, don't squash that mosquito. He sucks the blood out of toads, venomous toads.
Who's ever said that? Ever said that?
No, there's got to be people online who say you shouldn't squish mosquitoes. Absolutely.
No, I don't.
No, that's absolutely.
I don't
thing.
Think. No, who?
I don't know, PETA.
I'm looking it up right now.
Anti-mosquito
killing.
Nobody
likes mosquitoes, man, because
but they have a right to life. They have a right to life, don't they?
Yeah, but do they have a benefit? Look, well, my point is the spider people, they always want to just, they will just lecture you about why you shouldn't squash the spider, and they're like offended that you think they're gross and all this. And I understand the ecosystem. I had science class in fifth grade. It's not lost on me, but I don't want the lecture. And I keep running into these fucking spider people all the time.
Oh, yeah. They'll talk your ear
off. But I don't think I don't remember anybody say, oh, you know, you should really leave mosquitoes alone. They're really good for the...
Well, they got to do something for the environment,
disease.
Or else they wouldn't be around.
They spread disease,
extinct.
You know. Multiple diseases have been spread by mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah, sure. They love doing that.
So I don't know if I've ever heard about a benefit of a mosquito. If it exists, it's not... I haven't come
across
it.
I don't know. I mean, it's got to do something. Maybe it spreads pollen on its wings like a bee. No,
I don't think if we could find it, if somebody knows, but I don't think mosquitoes, I've never heard of a benefit. Like you just said, bees, yes, they have it's a symbiotic relationship, but mosquitoes, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's food. Like that's the only thing. It's like bats eat mosquitoes. I know that much.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, bats are nice.
That's about it. Like that's the only thing it does. I can't imagine. It's not like it's a bee. It's not pollinating flowers. Yeah. You know, it's just pollinating people with your disgusting blood.
Wasps, fuck them. I'd fuck a wasp up. I'd fuck it up, not fuck it.
Joe, I don't think that you have ever gotten close enough to a wasp to do any kind of damage.
Have. Whenever I was a boy, I put my hand up on my swing set and I was stung by a wasp repeatedly.
Do you know the difference between a wasp and a bee?
Yeah,
and a hornet.
A hornet.
Well, it could have been a hornet.
Yellow jacket.
It could have been a hornet.
Yeah.
I didn't get close to the goddamn thing. It was stinging my hand. I was scared. I was running away. But
where's this badass Joe that's taking care of business with these bugs?
I was as a boy. As a man, I will get out my pistol and I was shooting these hornets as fast as I can.
They do have those guns because I got one for my dad. They have these guns that
salt
you put
shotgun.
Salt in. Yeah. And there is something satisfying about shooting wasp with one of those, but.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited. I think me and Tad are going to go shooting.
Like with guns?
Yeah, like a range, yeah.
Oh, okay. Joe Buckley with a weapon in his hand.
Yeah.
Watch Joe. Watch the next time we see Joe, he's got a broken nose and a black eye because the recoil yeah, of one of his guns. Yeah. He had a shotgun just busted his face.
Yeah. God. All right.
Well, yeah, do so, do one more, Joe. I've pretty much, I've got more, but we can always do them another time or whatever. Yeah, but yeah, go ahead and you know, hit me with another one. Go look at your list right now and give me what's left. One. That's a good Joe doozy.
Okay. So I really, really hate it whenever like people you say no sauce please, I don't want sauce, and they fuck up and they put the sauce on your food. But that's fine. You can get new food. But then they act like it's your fault because you didn't tell them. And it's like, no, motherfucker, I've been ordering the same food for a decade. I know my part of it. I did it.
You're leaving out a lot of information here, buddy.
Okay.
Because,
All I'm thinking about is those fucking sandwiches, Joe.
Yeah,
and exactly. And I said no sauce, and they fucked it up.
But, Joe, this happens all the time. When we talk to you in the same room as you, we still can't even understand some of the words you say. So you could have talked really fast and it's going through a speaker into the building and all this stuff. And it might have dropped out. They might not have heard that part. And sometimes they might accidentally forget to hit the no sauce button or whatever
it is. That's fine. But then they're annoyed at me because they fucked up the food.
But it's always annoyed at you though, Joe? Is this all the time?
Yeah, sometimes they are. Sometimes they definitely are.
Oh, so it was always, now it's sometimes.
No, I'm saying my issue is when they are annoyed. It's not whenever they fuck up my food. It's whenever they are annoyed at me.
But it's
okay.
So it's just sauce, though, or just anytime you have a
sauce is the thing I don't like. I do not get
specialty order.
Yeah. It's not really a specialty. I mean, you're just saying no sauce on my sandwich, please.
Well, and there's a recipe for the item, and you're asking for them to take off one of the things that makes the recipe. So maybe not specialty, but they're going to do it a special way for you.
So have they ever pushed back so hard that made you just leave the food, or that you decided not to eat it out of protest or anything like that?
I mean, I wouldn't leave food on the table. That's ridiculous. I paid my money. I'm going to eat my food.
Well, did you ever ask for your money back?
No. Because, I mean, you don't want to get retaliation because some of them will spit in your food.
Okay, so how do you know they're not going to do it now? If you go up to the counter and say, hey, I'm sorry, this is supposed to be no sauce, and they say, what, no sauce? You didn't say no sauce. And then you go, well, I've been doing this for fucking 15 years. I know how to order food myself, and I always say no sauce, and I said no sauce. Okay, sir, coming right up. Two burgers, no sauce. How do you know they haven't done it?
You just have to hope they haven't, but there is a lot of spitting in the restaurant industry.
You don't know that.
I mean, I've watched some docs. They say that they spit.
What docs?
I don't know.
What
spitting.gov in
what docs
restaurant?
Put focus on spitting into burgers?
I don't know. I may have just seen some YouTube clips from a document. I don't know.
You saw YouTube clips from a documentary.
There was just that big thing where a guy was sticking his feet in lettuce, and it was the Burger King. Yeah.
Because it was a heavily memed thing. And
well, he went viral, yeah.
Yes, it went viral. But that doesn't mean because that guy put his feet in the lettuce that every time somebody buys, or one in five burgers has spit in it.
Yeah.
Think about it. That takes effort to spit in something.
And Joe,
like, you've got to... Go ahead.
I mean, if you really believe that in general, all restaurants are super filthy, I would lead me to believe that you would slow down your patronage. But man, your life,
revolves
around fast food and food prepared by hands that you can't see.
Yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily care all that much. I'm just saying it's a thing.
I ain't the
queen of France. I'm just not eating sauce.
Okay, so here's the thing that if I've learned anything today,
okay,
it's that it doesn't matter how frustrated or upset Joe gets about something. If it's something that he wants, he will always go back to the well. Even if the well poisons him a little bit from time to time, he'll always go back. And I've seen you take stands about the most ludicrous of things, and you say, I refuse to go there, I refuse to do this, I refuse to do that. But it's like completely arbitrary because you're still going to get the saucy sandwiches at McDonald's. You're still going to Taco Bell to get the overpriced refill slush.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't... It's
hard. One person can't really change a lot, so.
Yes, they can.
I mean, maybe if you're Martin Luther King, but he got shot eventually. I mean,
what did he change from?
Exactly. Just in terms of discrimination, he changed. I mean,
what?
No, I'm saying it's hard for one person to change the world in terms of what they do affecting things.
No, wait, that's not what you're talking about. We're not asking you to change the world of sauce orders.
Well, I mean, my boycotts don't really amount to much if I do them.
No, it's just about personal pride. You aren't going to give them your money. Like, I canceled my Amazon subscription because they kept jacking up the price, and then I had several bad experiences in a row. Now, have I bought from Amazon? Yes, but I do not pay for Prime. Because it's like, I still end up getting the thing after like 3 days. So anything that I need right away, I'll go get it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that I'll never get Prime again. But I have taken a stand, and I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, but you're on the podcast. You could be saying, fuck Prime, fuck Amazon. Yeah, this is the anti-Amazon show.
But what does that have to do with what?
But I'm just saying, like, in terms of what people can do.
Joe, the point isn't about bringing down the system. It's just about not going to places that piss you off.
Yeah, there are places that things that I will not use because I don't agree with them. Either it's a business or it's something online or it's a restaurant. For whatever reason, I don't want to patronize them. And I know that it means nothing to their pocketbook, but for me, it's like, I feel good. I'm like, I'm not going to be involved in that. That's my personal preference. And I feel fine with that. And so it does, you know, these boycotts or whatever, you don't even use the word boycott, but you no longer patronizing a place because they've consistently burned your balls. You're not sticking it to them. It's not to hurt them necessarily. It's because you're like, you know, I don't agree with them. They're against my personal policies and I'm not having anything to do.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I won't go to the Burger King here in town anymore because they can't get anything right. I don't know.
Well, there you go.
There you go. See?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not about you, like,
You,
nobody goes there, but they're still in business. So clearly what you're doing isn't hurting them. But
I've never seen a line there.
It's elevating yourself because you're taking care of yourself. There's a restaurant here in town where no matter what, if they're dead or super busy, it's like an hour before you get your food. I don't go there. Yeah. I mean, I don't choose to go there. If other people invite me, I will go. But I don't ever want to eat there because it's fucking forever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a mess.
And you know what I don't have to do?
What?
Declare it a pet peeve and go on a podcast.
Well, scream, this is the pet peeve episode.
Why did the chair break?
This is the pet peeve episode. I'm making humorous observations about my daily life.
Your daily life?
Yes.
No, you're not, because we have never talked about your actual daily life.
Okay. No, we'll do that one of these days.
One of these days.
Yeah. That'll make a good podcast.
One of these days, we'll do a thing where it's you have to keep a diary for 7 days.
Okay.
And what time you got up. I want to know what you ate through the course of the day.
Yeah.
And I want to know what conversations you had with who, what people, what human interactions you had. I want like a 7-day diary of a week in the life of Joe Buckley.
Oh, well, let me tell you, it's not going to be a good diary. This ain't going to be a bestseller.
Good or bad or whatever. It's going to be real. And it's part of, diving into the caverns of your skull. So
that's
the point. Yeah. So, all right. Well, so there you go, everybody. A few more kernels hopefully have been roasted as far as learning about Joe. We've learned some. I didn't know anything about the rubber thing that you did. So, I mean, I learned something new.
Horrifying.
It's something awful from your brain that's now in my brain. So
from the tomes of H.P. Lovecraft, the missing condom from the stash that went on the penis not to have sex.